This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
I mean, seriously. And when I say that, right, I want you, if you get informed enough, some of you have heard this a million times, stir your coffee while I'm talking. But in all sincerity, right, when you have the information, pick a topic. I can't tell you how many people, I meet some people out and about. And they always want to show you how smart they are. Start talking about all kinds of stuff. Look, I'm not that smart. I have a microphone. I believe I use a little common sense, but I am smart enough to go to the experts. Talk to the experts about what's going on. Get the real facts from them. So when I'm giving you information, it isn't just Joe telling you something he had in the dream. Why bring on Dr. Bridget Melson? Why? Because I'm not a psychiatrist or an expert in the teen brain. Right? So, again, get informed, get engaged, and go for it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're with me. And I really do, you send me some emails, information on yourself. I always get kicked out of people sending me information about their family. And keep doing it. Don't stop just because I'm not making fun of it. It's just that I don't always understand some of the stories you're telling or why. So, if you send me an email with a story about you and your family, at least put something in there that says, I'm telling you this because I'm not as smart as you think I am. So work with me here, folks. MyPillow.com. Head over there. Mike Lindell's a great guy and truly fighting for us. He's fighting for America. He's fighting to make sure that, you retain your rights. And again, you may not agree with everything he says or the way he goes about it. That doesn't matter. The man has spent a fortune trying to make sure that we have the free, we can keep enjoying the freedoms we've had. And for guys like me, who I jokingly, refer to, because some of you send me emails when I say this, I'm the B team, right? I'm not the Rush Limbaughs of the world, where all I have to do is say, send me money, and all of a sudden he's got $3.5 million. Mike has made it, given us the ability to make some money. And we make money off of you buying his product. So if you use promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30% to 70%. And you'll get product that's made in this country. He's got a whole new line of product out there. Right? He's updated some of the older products like the pillows and so forth. Check it out. Just check it out. And use promo code Joe. I make a few bucks off of that. I'm not going to hide anything from you guys. I don't make big bucks by any stretch of the imagination. But I make a few bucks off it. You're getting an American-made product. You're helping Mike fight the cause. You're keeping people in this country working. Isn't that what we want to do? Just asking for a friend, you know? All right, well, another governor begging for help. Sanctuary State Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker put pressure on Joe Biden for immediate federal intervention regarding the illegal alien invasion. Oh, wait a minute. I thought we were supposed to be compassionate, loving. I thought we were supposed to care about these people. How dare you? Why would you? Really, this is just hilarious. Right? So he penned a letter to Joe Biden. He urged him to take action on the migrant crisis that has pretty much crippled his state. I don't know how you do this with a straight face. What an irony, right? For years, Illinois has been a self-proclaimed sanctuary state for illegal immigrants. With a history of, you know, immigrant-friendly policies. They even have one called the Immigrant Tenants Protection Act. It prohibits local law enforcement from participating in immigration enforcement. So, keeps them from participating in upholding the law. Got it. All right. Just making sure we got that. Now, Chicago, the state's largest city, has a welcoming city ordinance. It ensures the city will not inquire about one's immigration status, disclosure of information to authorities, or deny city services based on immigration status. Now, look, even if you're here illegally, if you've got a medical issue that you need help with, I'm sorry, I'm one of those guys that says, you know, fix them and then send them back. Okay? But fix them. There shouldn't be an issue. But these sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, but let's sit with the cities. Sanctuary cities, they're running out of money. They're spending all kinds of crazy money. Right? Crime is up in those cities. Somebody's got to stop and think, why is all this happening? Why are we having this many troubles? The sanctuary status dates back to 1985. They've been part of a pride for many Illinois residents. Right? It wasn't until the Republican governor started busting what they said we should be able to tolerate, right? No, come on, think about it. They want you to tolerate it. They want to tell you how you have to tolerate this, but they can't. When the reality of what they see happens, when the reality of them showing up in their city and they can no longer feed them, house them, or anything. Matter of fact, they're living worse now than they were on the trail up here. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. You're listening to Joe McCain Show, the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And the way you really become part of the solution, the way you really, and you've heard me say this a million times, but the way you really become part of the solution is you get involved. Right? You go check out organizations. You find out what's your passion. Is it kids? Is it education? And not just because you're against the government or against something that they're doing. Is it kids? Is it education? Is it your city? Is it the water? Find something that you know you could spend some time with, sink your teeth into. And I don't want to hear, you know, you can't complain about what's going on and then tell me you don't have any time to help. It doesn't work, people. You've got to make the time to help. There's no way around it. Well, as many of you know, I am a school trustee. I'm on the board of education. Some of you on the right side of the planet, of the country. We are called trustees here in California. And, you know, I'm a trustee at a fairly large school board here in California. So I've been trying to figure out how to work through these things for years. You know, I've been working at trying to push back on the system, if you would, make sure our kids are truly protected against all this nonsense that the state keeps pushing down for education. And over the last few years, we've just seen now a ripple, but that's not what I mean, a wave of parents stepping up, of trustees stepping up, even superintendents, people that run the schools, people that don't know what to do because the law is the law and they're trying to push back and figure things out. But the new organization I got involved with and love what they're doing is called is a California Family Council, and I've got Greg Burt on the line with me to talk about it, to tell us about it, tell us how you can get involved and what they're doing. Greg, thanks for agreeing to be with me.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
Well, first, let's do what I do with it, giving the 80,000-foot overview of the California Family Council.
All right. Well, we're a family policy council. We're one of 40 in the country. 40 different states have these. They were set up by, over the last 20 years by an organization called Focus on the Family. A Christian organization really concerned about government's impact on the family. I'm the capital guy, so I've been working in and around California State Capitol since 2010, so it's been over a decade. And so I started out working for various legislators on staff, and worked in the building. The building is the Capitol building. I work in the district. Maybe you don't know, but most legislators have district offices, and so I was the person in the district for about 4 years down in Orange County. And then I came up to the Capitol and was a press secretary for a member of the Assembly. Her name is Shannon Grove.
She's now Shannon. A senator. Great lady.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And so I was her press guy up at the Capitol for about 3 years when she was in the Assembly. And then I got a job working for this particular organization. And this is the organization I wanted to work for. As a person of faith, a Christian, I see what is happening to religious liberty in this state. They are very hostile to Christian values. We're a pro-life organization, meaning we think all human beings are valuable from the beginning of their existence, which is conception, till their natural death. And that the state government should treat everybody with the innate right to life. And I'm also up here defending, you know, the very definition of what it means to be a human being. right?
I'm giggling because, you know, we all know what the definition is. It's pretty easy if you're standing in front of somebody. But apparently, if you want to stop a heart while it's beating inside of a womb, that's okay. That's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, I mean, we're redefining, and what everybody's hearing these conversations now, but, you know, we are letting people pick their gender. Like, and there's not just two genders, two sexes anymore. There is an untold number of them. It's based on feeling, has nothing to do with biology, and we are now experiencing the results of that, right? It started out when I remember testifying when the first year I got up there. They wanted to allow people to decide what sex they were on their driver's license. Like, anybody could say M, anybody could say F. Or you had this new option, you know, non-binary, so you could put an N or, you know, anything in between. And, you know, I couldn't get anybody to oppose it. Like, the Republicans, just let them have it. Is it really that big a deal, right, to let people decide whether they're male or female? And I go, once you allow this, there is nothing. This is the most basic truth of the universe, that human beings come in two shapes, two forms, male and female. If we can't get that basic truth established as a reality, then then that legislature, they are going to transform. Nothing will be true. They will defy reality, and we see that happening, right?
No, we see it happening.
Up for grabs.
And it doesn't matter, you know, again, until we step up, and I was going to go down this road with you, but my mantra on the show has always been, you know, guys, this is your fault. My Christian brothers and sisters, this is your fault. Where have you been? As a board member, I reach out to the local churches on a regular basis and say, this is coming up, this is coming up. I need you to bring a group of people. And it's crickets. We should be involved in these things. We should be school board members. We should be there perusing the agendas and stepping up and telling the board what we want. Shouldn't we?
If we love our neighbor, like Christians really say they do, then you're gonna care when your government starts to lie and cheat and hurt your neighbor. Like, what they're teaching in schools is so harmful to kids, and now we're seeing it. All these, you know, what, 20%, 30% of kids now aren't sure what gender they are, right? And once they're unsure, that this is kept secret from parents at school, that, you know, the state has advocated for a secrecy policy, that kids have privacy rights. The state constitution guarantees the right to privacy, but it never envisioned five-year-olds having privacy from their own parents, right? It was never kids have privacy rights from their parents are there to protect them. Right, but that's
we got to go for commercial break. But anybody who really thinks that our founding fathers had in mind that privacy would include keeping stuff from the parents didn't understand parenting. Doesn't today either. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is once again blasting the judge in a state civil fraud trial.
And this rogue judge, a Trump hater, the only one that hates Trump more is his associate up there.
The Democratic New York Attorney General is accusing Trump and his family of inflating his net worth to get better deals from lenders and insurers. Millions of Americans are once again obligated to make student loan payments. This requirement was reinstated on Sunday. In June, the Supreme Court thwarted a policy aiming to forgive $20,000 in student debt for numerous borrowers. Expect an alert on your cell phone this Wednesday around 2:20 p.m. Eastern. That's when a nationwide test will activate everyone's phone. FEMA, in coordination with the FCC, is conducting this test to ensure these systems remain effective for warning the public about a national emergency. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you guys are spending with me here on the air. In the chat room, you know, just texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, you know, being part of the solution. You know how to fight. You know what your rights are. You know what you can do. I'm joined by Greg Burt. He's the Capital Director for the California Family Council, who is up front, in front, all over these things that are happening, especially here in California. When it comes to, generically saying parental rights. Your right to know what's going on with your kids in school and in education as a whole. So, Greg, thanks for joining me.
Hey, I appreciate it.
You know, California has seemed hopeless. When you see the list of bills coming through, you know, kids 12 years old and up now can choose what kind of medical treatments they can accept or not accept or what have you, all kept from the parents. You know, my beef has always been, and this has been around for a while, a 12-year-old could go to school, get an abortion if they're pregnant, and the parents would never know or don't need to know, according to the school, according to the law. And the bottom line with it is that kid could bleed out in the middle of the night, and you would never know why. How could anybody with two brain cells that actually worked be okay with this?
I don't know, they got duped into, you know, a couple horror stories. This is what they do. They'll tell you a horror story about some awful parent, you know, that did something terrible when they found out their kid was pregnant. And therefore, all parents are potentially dangerous, right?
Yeah.
And that's what they do. We can play the same game with teachers, right? How many teachers are out there getting involved in a sexual relationship with kids? Does that mean all the teachers are bad and they're all dangerous? Well, no.
If you use the line of logic of the union and others, yeah. Yes, they are. Yeah. All bad. You know what I'm saying? So it gets pretty crazy. Okay, but you're having some wins now, okay? Something as simple as parental notification, telling the parents of a child, who is transitioning, wants to transition, has asked to transition, what's going on? At first we were told that was unconstitutional in California. The kid has a right to privacy, can't say anything to him unless they say it's okay. At 12 years old, mind you. So enlighten us on that. How far along have you come, and what are you using as a defense to kind of get these into the court?
Well, this year we've had a lot of success at raising the whole idea of the parents have the right to guide the upbringing and care of their own children, right? And so what we saw happening, and this idea came from a longtime Democrat attorney from San Francisco. And I met her about 2 years ago, and she became activated against her own party when her school, unbeknownst to her, changed the name and pronoun of her daughter without her knowledge. And when she found out that they had done this like a year after it happened, she was upset with them. And guess what they did? They called the police on her. And she had CPS and a sheriff officer show up at her front door. That was her awakening moment that something has gone terribly wrong, right? And ever since then, she has looked into this whole phenomenon of young people wanting, being confused about their gender, feeling awkward, and they've been told, well, you feel awkward is because you really are a different gender. And then they encourage them to take cross-sex hormones, puberty blockers, and get top surgery, right? And she saw all her daughter's friends all at once decide that they were something else but girls, right? And so she came to the Capitol wanting to do something, and she wrote legislation saying, hey, I want to do this. I said, okay, I will take you around to legislators, and we're going to the Republicans, right? Because the Democrats aren't going to be any help. And so we went around, and I said, the only thing is I've been up here about 10 years. I've never seen even a Republican introduce a single bill to push back on anything related to transgenderism. They're scared to death of the LGBT lobby. They don't want to be called hater, and so they won't even introduce a bill, right? And so so we went around, and everybody hemmed and hawed, and nobody wanted to introduce any of her bills until we got to Bill Assaley, a brand-new legislator, Republican, conservative, and Muslim. And he said, I will do the parent notification. He said, that's easy, right? Who could be against just notifying parents if a child tells everybody else at school that they want to be a different sex? The parents should be notified. But the state government has been telling teachers and school districts that that's illegal. But it isn't true. And he knew it, and we all knew it. So we knew we had them. You know, they were advocating, telling schools this is something that wasn't true. And so we introduced this bill, and they blew up. And they wouldn't even give us a hearing in the education committee. They issued a press release saying this bill is so hateful. We don't even want to give people an opportunity to hear from the other side because it would do damage to transgender kids to hear opposition, right?
Wow.
And so I thought, we tried. But, you know, Bill said, hey, you know what? Let's take it to the local school district. Pull together a bunch of parental rights groups who are interested in this policy. Come put together a local policy, and we did this, and we have a website. It's called caparentalrights.com, and we put together a parental rights policy that includes, several things. It says if your child gets hurt, parents have to be notified. If a child speaks any indication that they're suicidal, parents need to be notified. If a kid's being bullied or bullying anybody else, parents need to be notified. And if a kid asks to be a different to be referred to by different pronouns and a different name and starts using the opposite sex bathroom, at that point, when the kid is coming out publicly and asking everybody to participate, parents must be notified. Like, who could be against that, right? So we got it. Our first school district was down in Chino Valley Unified.
Yep.
Sonia Shaw was a new school board member, a mom who got elected to the school board, like at the turn of the last year. She was advocating a lot of stuff during COVID to open the schools. And, you know, she was a soccer mom and taught gym, right? But she was fiery and she was unafraid. And so she's the first one to introduce the policy. Of course, we went down there, had a big press conference. Of course, it makes national news, right?
Yep.
And Tony Thurman, he's the superintendent of public instruction. And he comes down to the school board meeting and wants to speak. And so they let him go first, but they say, you're not going to get any more time than anybody else. And everybody there, like 200 people. And he said, okay, you get 60 seconds just like everybody else, right? And so he went over, they shut him down, you know, he went to sit down, and then Sonia Shaw made some comments to him and said, we're not going to be intimidated by the state government. And then he comes up. Anyway, it was a big fiasco. Security came up. He was kind of ushered out. And the policy passed. And since then, more and more school districts have introduced it. We have 7 school districts. No, maybe I think we have 8 now. But every week, some new school district has introduced a similar type notification policy. Now, of course, Blanta has filed a lawsuit saying that we have violated the law. Right? I don't know what law he's going to point. He's going to point to the California Constitution. Right? And some other laws that don't say directly anything about notification. Right? And so October 13th, they're going to have a hearing where.
When he sat for the initial hearing, one of the things they pulled out of the transcript was he hadn't even read Cheeto Hills' brief on the issue. He admitted to it.
Yeah, the judge. There's an initial hearing, and the judge said, "Yeah, I haven't read your brief yet, but you know, yeah, this is potentially harmful, so I'm going to stall the policy until the 13th, right? So this is a state court. But then, get this. Down in Escondido, a federal lawsuit had been filed with the federal court by 2 teachers who said that they did not want to keep secrets from their students regarding their keep secrets from parents regarding their children's gender identity. Their policy told them they had to lie to parents. And these were Christian teachers, and they said,
yeah.
I cannot lie to parents. I will not be doing that. You have to provide me some kind of accommodation. And the school district said, no, you either participate in the deception or, you know.
All right, well, we got to go for a commercial break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Greg Bird after this.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least 1 food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I'm joined by Greg Burt, the Capital Director of California Family Council, and they are working on all kinds of parental rights issues, parental notification, in the crazy world of education. That is not even education. It's actually diseducation. Anyway, Greg, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
No, appreciate being here.
All right, we were talking about the judge's ruling down in Escondido, and finally,
yeah,
a judge with two brain cells that are active and working. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this judge put a preliminary injunction on the secrecy policy that Escondido Unified School District had, and his judgment, it's like 32 pages, is just brilliant, right? And get this. One of the experts that testified on behalf of the teachers was actually a transgender-identified psychologist, doctor, who deals in transitioning young kids. That's what he does. He transitions young kids, right?
God.
And listen, this is what he said. And I'm quoting from the judgment, right? And it says, Dr. Anderson declaration explained that there is not a professional body that would endorse the school's policies, which envision adult personnel socially transitioning a child or adolescent without evaluation of mental health professionals and without the consent of parents or over their objection. She said there is no professional body who would ever endorse this. And yet it is this is what Bonta is suing school districts over. And this is what the policy is enforcing. This is a transgender identified doctor saying it's crazy to try and do this without parental involvement or having teachers actually do it. Right? Just start agreeing with what a kid says and he wants to be a boy, well then automatically you start treating him like a boy. That he's saying that's crazy. There's no medical. And then the judge, he has a great paragraph. He goes, the school's policy is a trifecta of harm. It harms the child who needs parental guidance and possibly mental health intervention to determine if the incongruence is organic or whether it is the result of bullying, peer pressure, or a fleeting impulse. It harms the parent by depriving them of the long-recognized 14th Amendment right to care, guide, and make health care decisions for their children. And finally, it harms the plaintiffs who are compelled to violate the parental rights by forcing the plaintiffs to conceal information they feel is critical for the welfare of their students, violating the plaintiffs' religious beliefs. And
you can't be any more succinct than that, can you?
That's right. So he's saying the Constitution would never allow this, right? This is crazy. And the decision invites parents and teachers to sue school districts who have this kind of policy. He's inviting them, right? And at the same time, you got Bonta. As a result, this made Bonta, Attorney General Bonta, very nervous, and so he sent out a letter to all the school boards warning them that federal decision has no impact on his notification, on his secrecy policy that he's enforcing everywhere. So listen to that federal judge.
They have always felt that they don't have to adhere to federal laws. Always.
Yeah, and the U.S. Constitution trumps the California Constitution. That's how it works. All right? And they're going to find out, just like they did with the religious liberty. Like all these churches they shut down, right, arbitrarily, declared them non-essential while, all the big box stores are open and the liquor stores and the marijuana shops and they all lost, right? And they had to pay thousands and thousands of dollars to these churches and these attorneys that defended them. They lost all their cases. And on all these churches they shut down. Right? And in the end, it was the Supreme Court who slapped them down. And the same thing's going to happen now. But what the sad thing is Bonta's doing this to intimidate school boards. What they fear, I think they've been intimidating school boards for decades.
Oh,
and
yeah. No question.
Telling school boards what's legal. You can't do this, you can't do that, and most of it isn't true. Or if there is some state law advocating for it, it's illegal because the Constitution trumps it. And so, but we got 900 school boards, little school districts around the state, and we have that many because those little local governments are supposed to reflect the values of the local community, and they need to start standing up against the state government and reestablishing the rule of law, right? When you rebel against the state government because they're doing something illegal, you are doing the right thing. That is your obligation. And so when they break the Constitution, local school board, you need to stand up for those parents. We are not going to give our children to them. And this is like a do or die thing. Like, this, once they start taking your kids, then you don't have you don't have access to your kids anymore. You just feed them and you send them off to the government schools, and they do whatever they want, right? Then this is no longer a free country.
No, but you know what? To your point, this has been going on for a long time, and I'm very happy the parents are finally stepping up. But you know, part of the problem I'm having with some of the parents in my community when I talk with them is you can't fix this in two meetings. You can't fix this in three meetings. You have to keep coming, keep nipping at our heels. And to your point about the Supreme Court, let's be frank about it. They won't see that before the end of this year. It's going to take a while to get it there, but you can't give up.
Oh, yeah. No. No, this is a long fight. I mean, they've plodded along for years and years, taking away parental rights. If you want them back, you have to be more committed than they are.
Yep. Yeah, right? Totally agree. And people, that's it. You say you love the kids. You say, you know, I love these people say they're willing to do anything. Well, then do anything. Truly do anything. So what are the goals for the organization by the end of the year? I mean, how many school boards? I know your crystal ball doesn't work, but take a guess at how many school boards you think you can drag along with you? How many school boards you think you can make a difference with?
Well, you know, we keep having these webinars, training, and explaining to them what the laws are saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can only explain it to them and challenge them. We're heading in the right direction. You know, I think, you know, it's crazy, but this little, it's not a rebellion. We're rebelling against the state, right? The state is being lawless, and we got a bunch of school districts challenging them. Well, that little news about that is spread around the world. We have you know what The Economist is?
Yeah.
This is like
yeah.
the Time Magazine of London. Of, you know, United Kingdom. They just wrote a story about this. I talked to one of their reporters for 2 hours, and he goes, "Because what's happening in California? But it's only six of us. It's like, how is this making world news? It's like, you know, we're not just...
Well, because they cannot believe that a legislative body, human beings with brain cells that actually function or should be functioning, would make decisions like this, would actually pass laws that would keep parents from knowing what's going on with their kids in school. I mean, we're to the point now, you know, there's a parent that has been fighting in our district, but I'm learning so much by watching her fight and hearing what the district's response is when it comes to information she's entitled to about her child that's under 18 when it comes to grades, academics, school. I mean, the whole nine yards. You're going, oh, my God. We are now got to where the inmates are running the asylum.
Yeah. And people think, oh, it's too hopeless, we're too outnumbered. Well,
no.
That's what they want you to think. I mean, we are not a huge organization. We're not. You know, and like they're writing in the, you know, Bonta and some of the people writing about what we're doing. It's a, you know, a huge organized effort to, you know, we're not. Really, it's a bunch of grassroots folks. We're not getting help from the Republican Party, right? It's no big organization. There's no big money involved. No, we are saying something that the people agree with, right? And we're standing up and, you know, there's a small band of us in a state of 40 million people, right? And so if we can do something and have such an impact, well, what happened if everybody got involved, right? Everybody started their own little community organization to advocate for parental rights.
We got about 40 seconds. I need you to tell people how to get involved with your organization.
Well, go to our website. We're writing stories every week. We just put out a new and sign up for the newsletter. At the very top, it's californiafamily.org. At the very top, you see the sign up button. We're putting stories out every week, trying to keep people updated on what's happening, what they can do, who they should contact. We're throwing events, right? So educate yourself, right?
Yep.
That's the first thing you do. And then what's happening in your local community? And then gather with like-minded people. Start showing up school board members, school board meetings. Who else is out there? You know, who's
all
on your side?
We're up against it, Greg Burr. People go to California Family Council. I mean, sorry, californiafamily.org, californiafamily.org. Get more information. Get involved. Get engaged. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.